Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
In a word, the Carolina Panthers are bad. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Looking back, anyone who believed the Carolina Panthers could come close to matching the 12 wins of last season was just whistling past the graveyard. Rarely has a team gone from good to bad as quickly as the NFL Cats. Massive losses on both sides of the ball and clearly insufficient replacements have left the burden on Cam Newton's injury-racked body. Once the team's biggest rushing threat, Newton's game has gone to the dogs, where he needs to be a greyhound. What would you expect when all-pro wide receiver Steve Smith was released? An underrated wideout Brandon LaFell opted for free agency and signed with the Patriots. That leaves lot to learn rookie Kelvin Benjamin and some journeymen to try to catch Newton's hurried, wobbly throws. He's not a serious threat to run with the ball like when completely healthy. He was sacked 9 times through 3 picks and lost a fumble in the embarrassing 45-21 loss at Philadelphia. The retirement of left tackle Jordan Gross has helped to leave Newton virtually unprotected against teams that are blitzing on almost every down. Without injured fullback and great blocker Mike Tolbert, the Eagles were pile driving past the depleted O-line all night. Eugene Robinson was screaming on the Panthers radio network to throw to tight end Greg Olsen, but Robinson must know why the team's best receiver had only caught 4 passes in the last 2 games. It's called double coverage. Olsen grabbed 6 Monday night, but half of them were in mop-up time. The once-dominating defense lost Captain Munnellan to the Vikings and Mike Mitchell to the Steelers. And, of course, all-pro defensive end Greg Hardy took himself out of the season with the NFL's latest hot button, a domestic violence charge. Thus, a shutdown defense last season has given up 34 points a game in 7 losses and a tie over the last 8 weeks. That won't work opposite an offense that is easy to stop, out of sync, and very predictable. The only thing giving the Panthers any hope is that they are still in the race to win the wide-open NFC South, the weakest division in the NFL. But right now, Carolina's franchise clearly looks like the weakest of the week. This is Archansky. See ya.